Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's play the feud. Points are double.
As always.
You want to go first to five?
I think we should go first to 10.
That's a lot.
There's whoa, going all the way to 10.
No, let's go to let's meet in the middle. Let's go to 7.
All right.
Would that be the median?
At that point, it would be the midpoint.
Okay.
I think.
First one to 7 wins.
Scott, can you test your buzzer, please,
sure,
sir?
You bet.
One more time.
Okay.
And Dana? Okay, pretty consistent. Sounds good.
Ready to roll.
All right, top five answers are on the board. Point values are always double.
Standing, I'm getting in position. Hang on. All right, go ahead.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Top five answers are on the board. Point values are always doubled. Name something that will exist in 100 years. Dana Wright.
What?
Cockroaches.
Scott Parks.
Beer.
Dana Wright.
Diapers in a landfill.
Oh, my gosh. Think futuristic, people.
You said that will still exist, so we're thinking of today.
Did I say still?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Start up right up like that question. New question,
top
please.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something you smell before you buy it. Dana Wright.
Milk. Oh.
But wait.
What?
I guess you can't open it. Sorry.
Scott Parks.
Grapefruit or fruit.
Number two answer on the board.
What was number one?
Perfume or cologne.
It wasn't milk.
You should certainly be able to smell milk. Ugh.
Top five answers. Name something you do in front of a mirror. Scott Parks.
Comb your hair.
Number two answer on the board. Dana Wright.
Shave.
Not in the top five.
Oh, my gosh.
Number one was brush your teeth.
Might be easier than I thought.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something parents always say to their kids. Dana.
I love you.
Ooh, that is not in the top five.
Who the hell did they pull for this thing?
It's on the list, but it's not in the top five.
Go to bed.
Dana.
What parents always say to their children is, I'm proud of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Eat your food.
Do your homework, follow my rules, stop fighting, stop whining, clean your room. Those were the top five answers on the board. Name something sticky. Scott.
Glue.
Number five, Dana.
Honey.
Okay, Scott, you win.
3-0. Bubble gum was number one.
Gum was number one, then stickers, tape.
Fine.
Name something you ate as a kid. Scott.
Candy.
Dana.
As a child, I ate...
You suck at this.
I was going to say candy. As a child, I ate eggs.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Number five.
Okay, Dana gets one chance to beat it.
Okay.
Grilled cheese.
Scott, you win that.
Oh, my gosh.
4-0.
The answers that beat that were pizza, chicken nuggets, fish sticks, and mac and cheese.
I still eat those as an adult.
I was going to say, who are they polling?
You guys are thinking about this way too much.
Okay.
Top five answers. Name something sold in an infomercial. Dana.
Leather chair repair kits.
Home improvement stuff.
Hang
These
on.
Are hard.
Okay.
Dana?
The Thighmaster.
Yes, workout equipment. Number one answer on
Boom!
The board.
Boom! I know my Bowflex.
What is the score now?
4-1.
All right. Top five painfully. Answers are on the board. Name something you find in the couch cushion.
Money, Scott, coins.
Number one answer on the board.
That's what I was going to say.
Top five answers. Name something you do with your eyes closed. Dana.
Sleep.
Number two.
Oh.
What?
Pray.
No.
Kiss.
Yes.
That was number one.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
Kiss was number one.
Fine.
Top five answers. Name something you fix with tape. Dana by a hair.
The leather couch that you see on the infomercial.
Okay.
Paper.
Number one answer on the board.
One away. One away, baby. 6-2.
Top five answers are on the board. Name something you do multiple times a day. Dana.
Do you want me to be truthful or lie?
Oh, my gosh.
By myself?
Do you know how the game works?
Okay.
Name something you do.
Yes. Multiple times a day.
Okay.
You use the facilities.
Go to the bathroom.
That is not in the top five.
Well, I'm sorry. You do that multiple times a day.
That is a fact, but it didn't make the top five.
Oh, Scott Parks.
Okay. Drive.
Yes, number two answer on the board.
And I won.
I want another one.
Top five answers. Name something you hold carefully. Dana Wright.
Same answer.
A baby!
Number four answer on the board.
Something you hold carefully. Glass.
Number two.
We're putting glass above the baby.
We keep going.
Yeah, might as well. It's 8-2. Maybe we will go to 10.
Top five answers. Name an outdoor activity. Scott.
Camping.
Number three. Dana.
Hiking.
Number two.
Oh, yes.
Don't call it a comeback. She's been here for years.
Name a popular comedy TV series. Dana.
Friends.
Number one. Answer on the board. She is rolling.
Here we go.
8-4.
Name a reason to have a party. Dana.
Your birthday. Boom.
Scott.
Wedding.
Number two answer on the board.
Birthday is not on the board.
It is not.
Dana, not everybody takes their birthday off either.
That's your problem.
9-3 now?
Fine.
9-4.
9-4. Name a reason why your parents would ground you. Dana.
Missing curfew.
I'll give you a snuck out of the house for number four.
Okay.
Scott.
Talking back.
Don't you sass me.
Dana, you get that point.
Boom!
Bad grades was number one.
Lying, getting into a fight, using a curse word were the ones that beat snuck out of the house.
9-5.
Name a popular board game. Ooh, Dana by a hair.
Monopoly.
Number one.
Boom!
Jeez Louise. You don't win with a lot of grace, do you?
Name something you would post on social media. Scott.
My anniversary.
Photos of my pets.
Keep going.
Photos of my children.
Selfies.
That's the number one answer on
Boom!
The board.
9-7.
Vacation, outing with friends.
I'm clawing my way back.
What annoying things do dogs do? Dana.
Lick their own private parts.
That is not on the list.
Bark.
That is number four on the board.
Oh, then I get to go again,
no,
right?
You don't. You went first.
By the way, number one, Dana, don't know how you didn't get this one, pee on the floor.
Oh, well.
Name a character you would find at Disneyland. Dana.
Mickey Mouse.
Number one.
Boom.
10-8.
Mm-hmm. What are jobs that usually put the person in dangerous? Dana.
Police officer.
Number two, Scott.
Military.
Dana wins that one.
Ah! 10-9, baby! Let's go!
Number one was firefighters.
I'm not going to do it. Continue.
What's the score currently?
10-9.
What places do you usually need a tour guide? Dana.
When you are out of the country, like in Lake Como.
Scott.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I would think in a foreign nation. At Disney World.
Do we just want to go to the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And we'll do, so Dana doesn't accuse me of cheating. We will do two more.
Okay.
It's 10-9.
Name a winter sport. Scott.
Skiing.
Number two, Dana.
Oh! hockey.
Number one.
Boom!
This is for the win. Oh, 10 wait. To
I'm
10.
Standing up. Woo. Stand by. Okay.
Woo. You did better when you were sitting down.
Oh, this is going to be an easy one, too. So who's fastest? Name a subject in school. Oh, my God.
Reading.
I don't know who won that
reading.
One.
Math.
Okay, those are both of your answers,
yes.
Reading and math?
Mm-hmm.
Scott, you win. That was the number one answer on the board.
No!
Yes, sir.
English was number two.
Bob. Yes.
Without woo! English, there would be no math.
Huh? They do math in other countries that don't speak English. We'll just let that one lie right there.
Without lamps, there'd be no light.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.